Well, taboo or not taboo, how many times have you stood somewhere in a conversation and then it's just popped there into the back of your mind? You know what? I should be recording this. And you just know. But you get to the conversation because you don't want to seem rude. And actually, it's a really interesting conversation. So interesting that in the back of your head, the little media bug is going, I really should be documenting this. And we know we can't document everything. But you also know that when the conversation is finished and you've returned your attention to the conversation in hand, that to say to the person, you know what, that'd make a really good podcast, can we do that again? Just somehow takes the spontaneity away from the energy that was contained within that moment that you've just experienced. I guess it's like living your holidays through the lens of a camera. It's never a good idea. You need to see it firsthand. You need to experience the world firsthand. But you do still need to pre-plan your media. And I think that's probably the one thing that, for me, is the hardest. It's not necessarily capturing it. I really enjoy doing that. Little bit of a problem with actually getting the stuff published, but I guess I kind of know that's my not apathy, but that's my hold up with actually building my skills up to be able to confidently publish and publish quickly, because although I could publish it, everything just takes so long and I need to work on the practice makes perfect. But yes, the other thing is just putting those mental thought processes in place that make you think, right, I'm going to capture some content. And I guess this is what I did at Baffa. I knew that I couldn't capture everything, so every conversation that I was intending to create a boo from was with the intention of steering conversation around into a capturing moment, I guess. And I do find people are much more forthcoming to be captured on audio than they are photograph. Because as soon as you ask somebody's photograph or a piece of media, they kind of become very aware of their physical selves. So, yes, this is a taboo or not taboo. Brought on really by several parting comments that Phil Campbell and myself have had recently, which is, we've not done a catch-up on film. Part of me thinks I should just get my phone out and we should do podcast updates there on the spot, at the bottom of the stairs, at the coffee machine. What a cooler moment. But somehow, it just seems a little bit too throwaway. And media is important, and what you say on it is important. And so hopefully the fact that it's listened to is important, which again comes down to many people. If I create stuff, no one will read it. Well, you don't necessarily create it to be read, but comments, I guess, are a nice thing to receive. I was on SlideShare today. SlideShare, for anyone who's not aware, PowerPoint presentations, you put onto slideshare.net and they're available to share, to embed, to comment on. I guess it's a Flickr for slide presentations. And especially on the front page, there's some really great quality in the presentations. And I just went through one of them and discovered that it was just really beautifully put together. And although I didn't hear his presentation, it was coherent enough for me to really actually learn something from it and think, no, I should blog and share this piece of media. What media are you going to share tonight? That's my question for you, really. If you've got to share one piece of media from your day, whether it's a conversation or a brochure, it doesn't have to be social media, what thing would you share with somebody today? I'm out at the top of Booth Street. Ciao.